We need to pray for God's wisdom and for his guidance, Lord, because when you bless my life, don't let me consume it or hoard it for myself, but let me be filled and let me help fill others from the overflow that's coming through my life.
Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive. We're glad that you've joined us today. In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today. Let's join it in progress, and I'll be back at the close of the program.
Let's continue in this series entitled Blessed and Highly Favored. Let's go into the message today with Pastor Rogers with part three from that series, Let It Overflow.
There's more where that came from. If I stay close to the get, y'all ain't hearing what I'm saying. Why would I watch this all the time. I've seen it happen. People come in, Pastor, pray for me. I need a miracle. I need a financial miracle. And they come in and they get their blessing and then they're gone. And then we send follow-up letters and telephone calls and all that, and they don't answer the call because they're too busy worshiping the blessing. That's the reason why God will allow you get to a place where you have exhausted all of your... as long as you got a little extra hookup. And just in case this thing with God don't work out, I know somebody who knows somebody. I mean, if it gets really bad, I might be able to go back to my old life. Come on now. Fix this out. And then I'll come back. Oh, I'll pay tithes on it, God. One guy stood up in a congregation here not too long ago and said, Pastor, pray for me. I'm going to Biloxi next week. God will help me to hit the big one. I'll bring my tithes back. Well, first of all, you better bring it all in here because it's all contaminated. I'll pray on it, sanctify that thing, pour oil all over it. We'll put it in the bank and use it for the kingdom now. Oh, Lord, that don't write me no letters. Don't write me no letters. Oh, my God. Some of y'all can't handle that level. God will bless you to test you, and he will test you to bless you. Won't he do it? To increase the flow, I have to have a larger capacity. And whenever I make that capacity available, are you hearing what I'm saying? If you can change the capacity, you can determine the flow. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Come on now. If you can change the capacity, you can determine the flow. I want you to flip over real quick. I'm not going to be before you long. Flip over to Isaiah 54 and 2 real quick. All of y'all on your electronic phones over there, come on, somebody. You should be able to find it faster than the folks that's got to look in the table of contents. Come on. Isaiah, I-S, 54 and 2. Are you with me? The Bible says here, there's an admonition that comes from the prophet Isaiah to all the nation of Israel, and he is talking to them about their capacity. He said, you've been in a barren place. They had been in Babylonian bondage now for years, 70. They're coming out and getting ready to come back into the promised land. And he says, sing, O barren, that thou hast didst not bear. He's talking about the fact that they are not having children. They were not able to prosper. But he said, I want you to get ready because, in verse 2, because I want you to enlarge the place of your tent and let them stretch forth the curtains of thy habitation. Spare not, lengthen the cords and strengthen the stakes. He said, because what I'm about to do, verse 3, is I'm going to break forth on the right hand and on the left. I came to prophesy to you that in this coming year, in 2018, God is saying to us, he's about to break forth on the right and break forth on the left. And everybody that's been trying to keep God in some box, and you've had some idea and thought and some agenda, God said, I ain't waiting on you no longer. I'm about to break out. Now, I'm going to tell you, when God gets ready to break out, ain't no devil in hell going to be able to stop him. I'm just looking for some folks in this building this morning that says, Pastor, I'm about ready for God to go ahead and break out and be God inside of my life. I wish somebody would bless the Lord right now. He said, I want you to get ready. I don't want you to hold back, because God is simply saying to us, I want you to increase your capacity. Now listen, you can't increase your physical size and you can't increase the actual container. But what you can do is prepare yourself to make room for other people to come sit on the seat beside you. Because when I look at this congregation right now on this particular weekend, when things would normally and typically be low inside of an average congregation, and when I look at the statistics of more than 200 individuals who have called this church their church home over the past 2 years, I'm saying, and the board and I have gotten together and said, we're going to have to do something to increase and enlarge the borders of our tent. Because what God is getting ready to do, he's going to break out on the left hand and break out on the right hand. He's going to break over, break under. He's going to break out. And Pace Assembly, you better get ready, because God is about to send the blessing upon us. We don't have room enough to receive. Anybody up for a blessing you don't have room enough to receive? Wave your hand at me now. I just want to know who I'm preaching to. Some of you ain't got your hand up. You're not expecting nothing. Don't worry about it. You ain't going to get nothing. Only those that are expecting. Only those that are empty enough. Only those that said, I can't do without God. I got to have him in my life, in my house. I don't want him second seat. I want him in the front seat. I'll get in the back. Uh-oh. See, that's the thing, my dear friends. What you're sensing in this building, what you're sensing in this church, is an unsatisfied hunger that the Holy Ghost has dropped inside of your soul. Ooh, isn't it funny? Isn't it funny? I talk for myself. I ate this incredible Thanksgiving meal at noon, but by 6, I was ready for something. Anybody know what I'm talking about? I didn't know exactly what it was that I wanted, but I wanted something, because here we go with those hunger pains. Some of you are calling it a trial. Some of you are calling it trouble. I call it hunger pains, and it won't be satisfied until you taste and see that the Lord is good and he alone can satisfy. That's the reason why God put hungering and thirsting inside of your being. Y'all ain't hearing what I'm saying. I didn't know what I wanted, but I knew I was going to get something. Come on. I looked online there a couple of days ago, and they were taking turkey, putting it inside of a little piece of flour, folding in some cranberry sauce and some stuffing, and then they rolled it up and fried it like an egg roll. Come on. Even the Chinese are doing it right now. Come on, somebody. I'm telling you, I don't care what it is. If it's on the table, Lord, help me to be able to have a desire. I don't want to be so full of myself that I'm not hungry for the things of God. Don't you come to God full. And so now I'm ready to preach this morning. 2 Kings chapter 4, there's a widow woman. She is described as the wife, one of the wives of the sons of the prophets. You'll find in the commentaries it wasn't just any wife, it was the wife of Obadiah, one of our minor prophets in the scripture. Obadiah, you read his story. Obadiah was the one who, during the time of Elijah, when Elijah was depressed and running into the cave, it was Obadiah one of the sons of the prophets, that collected 100 prophets and fed them and protected them in the cave from Queen Jezebel, because there was a time coming when they were going to come out of hiding. You remember Elijah said, God, I'm the only one left serving the Lord. And God said, I got 7,000 that are ready to be able to step up. You don't know what I got. I got more than enough. You better get out of this cave and get your head out of this cave, because I'm not a God who is underneath Jezebel. I'm way over Jezebel. I got control of this thing. Your Bible says that now here's Obadiah. Obadiah dies, and he leaves his wife with the bill. That's another message altogether. And so here she is now with the creditors calling her every day. She don't have enough, she thinks, inside of her house to be able to take care of the situation. And along comes the second anointed of Elijah, Elisha. Elisha comes. I'm going to ask you a question. Where do you get your faith from? If you get your faith from man, hey, if you get your faith from ABC, CBS, NBC, MSNBC, CNN, Fox News, you ain't going to get none. But if you understand that God is your source, I say, God is my source. Come on, throw your hand up and say, God is my source. You better recognize that no man can do for you what God can do for you. I appreciate any blessing that comes from my mom and daddy and from anybody else, but I got news for you. If none of them take care of business, God is still my source. He knows how to bless me just when I need it. God wants you to come to him. And here's this widow woman, and she comes to the man of God, Elisha, and she says to him, now listen, man of God, your servant, the prophet, you know him. He was a servant. He was a faithful man of God. He stood true in the time when it needed to happen, and now he's dead. And their creditors are about to take my kids and make them slaves. And Elisha says, what can I do? She said, I know already. I'm going to read between the lines. I already know that you're Elisha and you're a man of God. But I also saw the man Elijah in operation. And I appreciate you, Elisha, as being the man of God. But I didn't come to you because you can't supply it. I'm going beyond you to the God of Elijah and Elisha. Come on, somebody. If we look to man, we'll get what man can have. If you look to money, you'll get what money can do. If you look to religion, you'll be left empty and alone. If you look to your job, yourself, or whatever, you'll be disappointed. But if we'll go to God in faith and in prayer, come on, somebody, and not worry and complain, oh, God, I don't know if I can be a, can you do this, God? I'm not sure. You didn't read the book. God said he shall supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. God gives. Gets no glory out of you being on the bottom of the barrel. God only gets glory when you start recognizing him as your source and stop worrying. Worry. I'm worried. How are we going to make it? You're one of God's children and you're saying, how are you going to make it? Worry. You know, worry is the internal conversation that we have with ourselves. And after a while, we're depressed, don't want to go get with nobody. And the first person who, listen, woe be unto the first person who comes up to the worrier after they've been having an internal conversation with themselves. And then they ask that infamous question, how are you? And out of their mouth and out of their belly comes spewing everything that they've been worried about, troubled about, depressed about, complaining and moaning and griping. And complaint, ladies and gentlemen, rehearsed over and over again, becomes an idol to us. That's when faith begins, when we stop talking about what was and we start talking about what's next. Hey, look at your neighbor and ask them, what's next in your life? That's what I want to know. Come on now. I see they got a brand new baby that just entered into the service here today, but I'm going to ask them, what's next? Oh, my God, because God will not leave you empty for a very long time. God wants to know what's next. What are you looking for? I want to have some expectation. I want a church who has an expectation not to just maintain the status quo, but to be able to reach up and climb up a little higher and see what God has in store for us.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.